Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the Special Projects Editor for SearchCIO.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast series on ITIL. I'm joined today by Larry Killingsworth, the Managing Director and ITSM Practice Manager for Poltoric & Associates. Larry has more than 35 years of industry experience in developing and managing technical service delivery and support systems for engineering and IT. Most recently, he was the lead for implementing IT service management in a Fortune 500 company. His experience includes IT process development, including industry good practices based on frameworks such as ITIL, COBIT, CMMI, Six Sigma, ANSI, and TQM. He has developed courses and taught service management at the university MBA level and is active on the local interest group board of ITSMF for the Lehigh Delaware Valley. Welcome, Larry.
Hello, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about ITIL. Today's podcast presentation will be broken up into three segments, each 10 to 15 minutes in length. The series of podcasts will include discussions on ITIL certification, various process improvement methodologies, and change management. Today's third presentation is on change management. In this third podcast, Larry will address ways organizations can use change management processes to improve the business bottom line. So, Larry, let's get started. How can change management drive innovation and improvements within the enterprise?
Well, Karen, everything we touch needs to be improved or updated from time to time. I think these changes are in response to demand for customers changing business requirement and do it while maximizing value by reducing incidents, disruption, and rework to the products and services. It's a response to the business and IT requests to align the IT services with the business needs. It is the engine, really, that safely optimizes risk mitigation while minimizing risk exposure of making a change to the IT infrastructure or application that support the business. If you can manage change, you'll significantly allow safer, less disruptive changes to occur in a more timely fashion. This translates into more productive work being accomplished by the business, as there will be less interruption to the business processes as a result of well-planned and executed change management strategies.
Okay, how does change management really help with IT and business alignment?
I think businesses and IT organizations proactively look for opportunities for improving market through innovative changes to the technology and business practices. I think there's a need to work together through process and policy to make sure the changes requested are actually completed and that the business can see the results of the changes in a timely fashion so as not to lose opportunities due to customer downtime or inconvenience. The business should be dictating what the needs are to be changed and when they should occur. They should also be consulting with the IT organization to help the decision to make the change and timing so that the changes can be affected in a known environment and the timing can be coordinated between the IT organization and the business cycles.
Okay, again, it's really a joint effort.
Yes.
So it seems that business executives buying into ITIL would understand the benefits and the purpose of change management versus some of the other books. Is change management then a good place to start with ITIL?
Well, my opinion is that change management needs to be pretty solid before you can really do anything else in IT. I mean, if you think about it, you don't have a strong change management policy and philosophy in place. Chaos usually reigns, and you'll probably be firefighting a lot more than planning and executing productive strategies through change. I think contrary to the belief is that change management can be done independently by all groups at random times. Where I've seen significant benefits of that coordinated effort, it has been within the change management realm.
That makes sense. And is change management an easy sell?
Again, it depends on your point of view and experience. If you're extremely lucky, you do not experience a lot of noticeable downtime due to change. This is usually because your teams are very good at recovery, and they can find creative ways to mitigate the after effects of poor change control. I think the worst case is that your teams are working extremely hard at these mitigating activities instead of properly preparing and communicating changes to the other potentially impacted teams due to unreasonable time frames, poor planning, no backup planning, or following up after the fact unless something goes wrong. Consequently, if management perceives no problems, you'll probably face an uphill battle to get change management to be looked at seriously.
Okay. And what returns have you seen when implementing a change management process within an organization?
Well, I had the experience of consolidating five known change management systems into one. These teams were geographically dispersed across several time zones and were pretty independent. I think they really didn't check with each other when they made their changes. Partly due to security issues with virus attacks and patch management, the region that was affected was told that they needed to coordinate with the central location. And I think that's when folks started to perk up. The more we dug into the issues, the more convoluted and apparent it was that we needed to do something fast. We put up a public forward schedule of change that helped immediately solve the issue of what was being done for the short term. And we then started to show the rest of the organization the benefit of being able to see what we were doing to each other, and folks started buying into the notion that we could actually coordinate these issues. It's really saved a lot of rework and heartburn over the last few years. And I've also seen some side benefits. As requests for changes were approved, we could start linking them to related issues, and in one case avoided making unnecessary changes that would have cost over $500,000 in additional cost in the first 6 months of our change management operation.
So it's sometimes it's even more work for an organization who is not just dealing with change management right within their organization, but organizations that are geographically dispersed, they also have to deal with consolidating all the change management processes, correct?
Well, yeah, if you think about it, I mean, if they're over there making changes on their own and have no idea what you're doing to the rest of the infrastructure, you're either darn lucky if you don't crash your systems a lot, or you have some very talented folks, like I said, that can mitigate the after effects of changes so you don't see them and it appears everything's working okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. And on that note, that concludes our third podcast in the ITIL series. You can check out the webcast and podcast section on searchcio.com for direct links to the first and second installment of this ITIL series. Thanks again to Larry Killingsworth for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.